Millennium. A millennium is a period of 1,000 years. When we speak of the millennium, we refer to the 1,000 years following the Savior's second coming. See Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. During the millennium, Christ will reign personally upon the earth, the 10th article of faith. The millennium will be a time of righteousness and peace on the earth. The Lord has revealed that in that day the enmity of man and the enmity of beast, yea, the enmity of all flesh, shall cease. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 26. See also Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. Satan will be bound that he shall have no place in the hearts of the children of men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 55. See also Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. During the millennium, all people on the earth will be good and just, but many will not have received the fullness of the gospel. Consequently, members of the church will participate in missionary work. Members of the church will also participate in temple work during the millennium. The saints will continue to build temples and receive ordinances in behalf of their kindred dead. Guided by revelation, they will prepare records of their ancestors all the way back to Adam and Eve. Complete righteousness and peace will continue until the end of the 1,000 years, when Satan shall be loose for a little season, that he may gather together his armies. The armies of Satan will fight against the hosts of heaven, who will be led by Michael or Adam. Satan and his followers will be defeated and cast out forever. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 111 through 115. Additional references. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 55 through 59, section 101, verses 22 through 34, and section 133, verse 25. See also, Second Coming of Jesus Christ.